A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We're still considering Matthew chapter number 27 and in verse number 66. The Bible says, "So they went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting the watch." They sealed the stone and set a watch. The Pharisees never expected Jesus to rise. As a matter of fact, the princes of darkness also, the princes of this world, held a conference to put Jesus to death. They did not know in putting him to death, they were advancing the purpose of God. They did not know that the redemption of mankind lies in the death and, of course, the ultimate resurrection of Christ Jesus. Had they known, according to the scriptures, that putting him to death would be advancing God's cause, they wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. Having crucified Jesus, now being threatened or being afraid of the possibility of his resurrection, because they had known Jesus for his track record of doing good, this Jesus had opened blind eyes. This same Jesus had fed 5,000 men, not counting women and children, with 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fish. This same Jesus had walked on water. This same Jesus had delivered the demonic of Gadara, a man who could not be tamed by anybody. This same Jesus had healed an impotent man by the pool of Bethesda. They had known that man to be there for 38 years. Jesus had healed him at an instant. So they knew so many things. Jesus had reprimanded them for weeping over a child who was just sleeping and not dead. They had laughed Jesus to scorn because they were professional mourners. They knew the daughter of Jairus was dead, but Jesus Christ said that she was not. So Jesus proved them wrong when he called the dead girl to come back to life. They also saw Lazarus coming out of the grave. So they were afraid that what this man said he will do, he will make happen. He had said if he died, he would rise from the dead the third day. And so they planned. Let us ensure the disciples do not come to steal his body away and claim that he had risen from the dead. And so with the authority of Pilate, they put him in the sepulchre and they rolled the stone on the mouth of the sepulchre and they put a seal on the tomb, on the stone. Jesus, however, broke the seal. He removed the stone and destroyed the power of the seal. The seal is an emblem of authority, a sign that this place is secured by the authority of the governor and the Roman government. This is a sign, a seal, is a symbol that nobody moves near the sepulchre, nobody moves near the stone. Just like a property that is sealed by the government today, you don't move near that place, even though the property belonged to you originally. But because it had been sealed, you dare not move near it. And don't forget, the seal could be a tiny thread that a breeze could blow off, but it has the government emblem. It has the wax of the government. And once you break this seal, you have broken the law and you will be severely punished. So the seal, what does this seal represent in the life of my listener? The seal is any mark, any evil emblem or mark upon your life that is preventing good things from coming to your life. This seal could be a mark of rejection, that whoever carries this emblem will be experiencing rejection wherever he goes. When this emblem is on a man, emblem of rejection is rejected wherever. It could be an emblem that no good thing will enter into your hand. No good thing, no new thing. If you are queuing up for a good thing to enter into your life, it will be entering into everybody's hand. But as soon as it is the turn of a man who has this emblem, that thing will stop flowing. It is either it will stop or the machine will not work, the machine will not dispense again because a man carried this seal, the seal of failure, of rejection, is upon his head. So he will not get it. When it is his turn, the thing will be out of order or will be out of circulation or will not flow again. That is the experience of a man upon whom the enemy has put a seal. A carrier of this seal experiences promise and fail. If he is promised any good thing, that promise will not be performed. That promise will be broken. There will be no performance of those things that have been promised her, because there's a mark on her life. There's a mark on our destiny. And that's why you must not allow any evil mark or any evil seal to remain on your life and on your destiny. There are families that carry this seal. They carry a negative seal, anti-marriage seal. And so everybody in that family will experience disappointment. They will not be married. At an old age, you will see people, even if they are married, they will come back home because there's a seal, an anti-marriage seal, upon their destiny, upon the family. I have seen families that carry the seal of failure and mediocrity. Nobody has a university education in that family. If a person in the family attempts to pass JAMB exam, they will send him out of school because there's a seal that has not been broken over his life and over his destiny. If there's a seal of barrenness over a young lady, if she gets pregnant today, she will miscarry the pregnancy tomorrow because there's a seal of barrenness or unproductiveness upon her life and upon her destiny. I have seen families with the seal of premature death. The mark on them is that of premature death. So they die prematurely. What happens to the grandfather happened to the father, has happened to his uncles, it has happened to his brother, and he is the next in line. This seal, this evil mark, has to be broken. And this was exactly the shadow of what Jesus made happen for us when he broke the seal that shut him, the seal of the authority of the government to prevent the stone rolled against the sepulcher from being taken away by anybody. That seal shuts you out of help. When people are willing to help you, something stops them from helping you. It is the mark of rejection, the mark of lack of help and assistance that is upon your life and upon your destiny. They put that mark on the stone that was on the door of the sepulcher of Jesus. But Christ Jesus, through the power of his resurrection, broke and destroyed the power of the grave, the sepulcher, destroyed the power of the stone was rolled away, destroyed the power of the seal, the mark that was placed upon the stone, upon the sepulcher, that prevented help, was rolled away. The angels of God came. They helped Jesus. They rolled away the stone. They sat at the sepulcher. They untied him, removed the linen clothes, and then they sat to witness, to be the first witnesses of his resurrection. So they told Mary, he is not here. He is risen, as he had said. What is that seal? What is that mark upon your own life, upon your own destiny? We are replacing it with the seal of the Lord Jesus, the seal, the mark of Christ's resurrection. Don't forget what the Apostle Paul said in Galatians chapter 6, verse 17. He said, now, from henceforth, I bear in my body the mark of the Lord Jesus. Let no man trouble me. So we are removing every evil seal. We are putting the seal of Christ Jesus, the seal of the resurrected Lord, that makes available to you the power of Christ's resurrection, that destroys the power of the sepulcher, that destroys the power of the stone, that destroys the power of the seal that may be upon your life and upon your destiny. We're destroying, we're overcoming the sepulcher, overcoming the stone, and overcoming the seal. Evil marks will be removed by the blood of Jesus, by the power of his resurrection, and the mark of success, of excellence, of greatness, of glory shall be put upon your life and upon your destiny in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and begin to pray. Let every evil mark, evil seal upon my life and destiny be wiped off, be washed away by the blood of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Father, I pray that every negative seal, every evil mark, evil emblem upon my life and destiny be removed, be washed away today by the blood of Jesus, according to the power of his resurrection. Let that seal be removed. Let it be washed off by the blood in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to lift up your voice and begin to pray that every mark of failure, mark of rejection, mark of barrenness, mark of untimely death upon my life and destiny, mark of promise and fail, be totally removed and destroyed by the blood of Jesus. I pray, dear Father, that every evil mark of rejection, of stagnation, mark of barrenness, of fruitlessness, every mark of mediocrity and failure upon my life and destiny every mark of untimely death, seal of untimely death, every seal of family problem, collective captivity of the family, let such seal, let such mark be totally removed from my life by the blood of Jesus. Let the resurrection power of Christ destroy it totally in the name of Jesus. Negative marks, evil marks over my life and destiny, be removed by the blood of Jesus, by the resurrection power. I overcome the power of the seal. Satanic seal be destroyed in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to begin to receive upon yourself the mark of the Lord Jesus, the mark of greatness, of glory, of excellence, the mark of success and productivity, of fruitfulness in the name of Jesus. I receive the mark of our Lord Jesus Christ, and I declare from henceforth, let no man trouble me. I receive the mark of advancement, the mark of victory, the mark of prosperity, the mark of peace. I receive the emblem of fruitfulness upon my life, the mark of Jesus upon my life and upon my destiny. I receive the mark of the Lord in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I pray in the name that is above all names, that the power of Christ's resurrection will break every evil seal, every evil mark upon your life and upon your destiny. Every mark of rejection is broken now. Every mark of stagnation is broken now. Every seal of mediocrity, of untimely death, of poverty, of rejection is broken now in the name of Jesus by the resurrection power. All these marks are wiped off your life by the blood of the eternal covenant in the name of Jesus. The mark is destroyed, taken out of your life. Every handwriting of ordinance that is against you is taken out of your way. They are nailed to the cross of Christ, and the power of Christ's resurrection sets you free from them all in the name of Jesus. Today I put the mark of the Lord Jesus upon you. Good things will locate you. The mark of progress. You will make progress. You will be fruitful. You will prosper. These marks are put on you today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Get dressed. And let's come and worship God together this morning at the Light Cathedral by 7:30 a.m. School of the Spirit holds, and by 8:30 the worship service commences. Join us and the Lord bless you as you attend. You may wish to join. If you cannot join physically, join on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is at Yemi Griezmann. Do not hesitate to forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Griezmann Adulodun, wishing you a very glorious Sunday, and the Lord bless you.